No one among the Republic delegation to Alderaan spoke until they had cleared the hall. No one seemed to know what to say. Aaron struggled to keep their collective emotional turmoil at bay. Like her, they were bouncing randomly among grief, rage, and disappointment. Even Darnalla was struggling to stay centered, though she appeared outwardly calm. Darnalla finally broke the silence, her tone at least all business.
"We need to reach Master Zim as soon as possible. I need his counsel."
"How can we be sure he is alive?"
Satil asked.
"If Coruscant is fallen."
As one, the delegation faltered. Sayo and Aaron shared a look of shock. It had not occurred to Aaron that Master Zim, too, might have been lost.
"I would have felt it if he were dead,"
Darnalla said, nodding as if to assure herself.
"Arrange a secure communications link, Satil."
"Yes, Master Darnalla."
"No one needs to leave here,"
Darnalla said to all of them. Aaron saw that the Master's eyes were bloodshot.
"When word of the attack reaches the public, the press will want comment. We are to give none until we have settled on our course. I will speak for this delegation for now. Agreed?"
All nodded, even Senator Amriss.
"This will ultimately be a decision for the Republic to make, Senator,"
Darnalla said.
"The Jedi will advise, of course."
Amriss slouched when he spoke, weighed down by events.
"I will discuss matters with the acting head of the Senate,"
he said.
"The Senate may not exist as of today,"
Darnalla said.
"You may have to act in its stead. Your advisors here can assist you. We will support you and whatever decision is ultimately made."
Worry lines creased Amriss's forehead. He swallowed, nodded. They walked through the empty corridors, despondent. The High Council building had been vacated for the negotiations. Even the Alderaanian guards, typically stationed within the structure, had been relegated to posts outside. Though the windows looked out on courtyards of manicured grass and shrubs, gently flowing fountains, and elegant sculptures, Aaron nevertheless felt as if they were walking through a tomb. Something had died within the building. Her thoughts churned. All of them seemed to be on the edge of saying something, yet no one said anything. Aaron finally gave voice to what she imagined all of them must be thinking.
"We cannot let this aggression stand, Master."
Satil and Sayo gave small nods of agreement. Darnalla stared straight out a window at the Alderaanian countryside.
"I fear we will have no choice. The Chancellor is dead."
"Dead?"
Aaron asked.
"We saw it happen,"
Satil said, nodding, her voice tight.
"He said an Imperial fleet attacked Coruscant. It seems the attack focused on the Senate and the Jedi Temple."
"I doubt they stopped there,"
Amriss said.
"There were Padawans in the temple,"
Sayo said. Satil continued.
"We have no idea of the numbers of the Imperial forces, or what other damage they may have wrought."
"We cannot surrender Coruscant," Aaron said.
The statement appalled everyone into silence.
"I agree,"
Darnalla said at last.
"It should not come to that."
"Should not?"
Sayo asked.